sci-fi, old-time radio, science fiction stories from RelicRadio.com.
Greatest problem, all wrapped and packaged in a pound of incorruptible metal, crystal, and plastic.
That's right.
Perhaps, then, that's why I still have doubts. You don't solve human problems so easily. There's got to be a catch. Somewhere.
Gentlemen, the government, the president, with the consent of Congress, has acted to form a watchbird division for every city and town in the country.
Murder is a very old problem. Watchbird is too new a solution.
SF-68. Biotex, the new soak and free wash powder, brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68.
I have a call to Mrs. G. Griffin of Parliament Street, Port Elizabeth, to thank her for the letter she sent in regard to our biotech. Mrs. Griffin said, there is a young mother of two small boys with a habit of getting very dirty very quickly. I wish to say how wonderful is your new product, Biotex. I find it removes any stains, and your product is simply marvelous for nappies. Thank you for the endorsement, Mrs. Griffin, and I hope that what you've had to say will encourage many other housewives to follow your suggestion and use Biotex. Then, Lola Halk of the Grove, Montclair, Durban, also sent me a letter saying she appreciated very much indeed the time she saved in using Biotex. She went on to say that she hoped the day would come when she could buy very large packets like other products because she felt a great need to use a lot of Biotex for family washing. So, there you are. Two excellent endorsements of Biotex, ladies, and I would like to persuade you to use it in your home. Remember, the name is B-I-O-T-E-X, Biotex.
SF-68. Presents Watchbird, adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Watchbird.
president hopes, therefore, that full watchbird service will be installed in the shortest possible time.
Well, sir, speaking for myself as president of Southern Consolidated, I expect to have the first batch of them distributed within a week.
Oh, fine, fine. Mr. Gelson, a question?
Yes, yes. First, let me say, I'm 100% in favor of a machine to stop murder. But I object to the watchbird's learning circuit. I believe there might be a moral danger in allowing a machine to make decisions that are rightfully manned.
No, come now, Gil. The machines will only enforce decisions made by honest men from the beginnings of time.
I understand, Mr. Gelson. I sympathize. It's sad we have to use machines to reinforce our laws, but there's no other way of preventing a murderer committing his crime before he strikes. Watchbird has to be. Thank you, thank you.
And besides the moral aspect, an awful lot of policemen are going to be out of work.
15 years in homicide and the machines replacing me. The only thing I don't understand is how do they do it? How did it all start, Captain?
Well, seems these scientists were working on criminology. They were studying murderers to find out what made them tick. So they found murderers throw out a different sort of brainwave to other people, and their glands act funny too. All this happens when they're going to commit a murder. So the scientists worked out this special machine that flashes red or something when the brain waves are turned on. Hmm?
Scientists?
Well, after the scientists had built these machines, they didn't know what to do with them. Too big, see? Couldn't move them around. They fixed a few at police stations, but that was a fat lot of good. Murderers were in the habit of dropping in at the station to commit murders very often, you see. You couldn't get to the crime in time, you see. So they built the watchbirds. The machines built into the birds. They smell out a murder before it's committed. The bloke who's going to do for somebody gets a powerful shot from the bird thing which swoops down on him.
Well, it's better close up homicide, then.
I'm leaving a skeleton crew in till we see how the birds do.
Skeleton. That's funny.
Anyway, we've got to leave some men on. It seems the birds can't stop all murders.
Mm-hmm. Well, why not?
Seems some murderers don't have brainwaves or glands or something. Right, you better ask the scientists. They'll stop it all soon enough, though, because they learn, the watchbirds, just like people learn.
You're kidding. Learn? A machine?
Yeah. Every time something happens, when one of them meets a new type of crime, a new type of murder, the knowledge, or whatever it is stored in its robot brain. It learns, see?
Well, maybe one day they just won't bother to have human beings or anything anymore. Just goons made out of wire. Dials walking around. But I still don't see how a lump of mechanical bird flying around in the sky can stop some geezer getting bumped off.
Out of jail, a no gooder chief. The watchbird did a very fine job. He was about to shoot a grocer. You know, the man wouldn't hand over the money in the till. The bird smelt the murder out, chief. So, why so glum? You're going to be a big man. After all, without you, the watchbird would never have been...
I'm afraid of machine thinking.
Aren't you?
No. But why? If you are afraid, then why did you go along with the whole watchbird project?
At first it seemed a good idea. I didn't realize just what it would entail. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't like the learning circuits, Mac. I don't like the idea of machines gathering knowledge. Gathering. What's the matter? Afraid your machines are going to wake up one day and say, what are we doing here? Let's go out and rule the world.
Maybe. Something like that. Well, I'm not happy. Money's being made. The police are being put out of work. It's all going smoothly, but I'm scared. Somewhere inside of me, I'm scared stiff. I'm getting out of the whole project.
Will you take an engineer's word on this, Chief?
Go ahead.
Now look, the watchbirds are no more dangerous than a motor car or a TBM computer, a calculator, you know, or even a thermometer. The purpose of them is to frustrate all murder attempts. They respond to certain stimuli. Only certain murders give out these stimuli, these waves. Now, in order to stop all murders, and new ones too, the watchbirds have to search out new definitions of murder with their learning circuits, and, well, they correlate this knowledge, you see.
I think it's inhuman.
Oh, but they're only machines, Chief. You can't bribe them or drag them. You know, you shouldn't fear them either.
I know all this, but sometimes I feel like the man who invented dynamite. He thought it would only be used for blowing up tree stumps. Yes? Oh. Pardon? Oh. Thanks. I'll think about it.
Something wrong, Chief?
The purpose of the watchbirds is to stop living organisms from committing murder.
Right, right.
Murder is defined as an act of violence, breaking, mangling, maltreating, or otherwise stopping the functions of another living
organism. Oh, yes, I know all about
that. Let me back. Murderers are detectable by certain chemical and electrical changes.
Right.
Well, something's gone wrong.
What?
One of the watchbirds has just gone to work on a slaughterhouse man. Knocked him down as he was about to kill a bull.
Yes, but... Oh, no.
With their new learning circuits, they've defined that killing of animals is murder.
Aye. Well, the packers will have to recognize their slaughtering. I never did like it anyway.
Mac, don't you see? I knew something was going to go wrong. The watchbirds can't differentiate between a murderer and a man engaged in a legitimate profession. To them, murder's murder.
Well, all right. So the circuits need a little ironing out. That's all, Chief.
That's all. That the watchbirds won't let him fish, even though his family's starving. And then there was a farmer who wanted to whip his horse to make it go. Pow! Watchbird. The hunter, all he was doing was shooting a deer. He had a license. Pow! Watchbird. Everybody assumed that all we wanted was murder stopped. We assumed the watchbirds would know this too. We ought to have qualified the conditions.
No, they just have to be told that, well, that some things that look like murder isn't murder. New data fed into their brains, that's all.
But why should they stop fishermen?
Well, why shouldn't they? Fish and animals are living organisms. We just don't think that killing them is murder.
I am not to be disturbed. I just... Oh. Yes. Of course. Put him on. Yes. The office of the president. Hello? Yes. No. There was a mass murderer from a long time back, before the watchbirds. He was due to be executed this morning.
Well?
As the executioner was making the final adjustments, a watchbird hit him hard.
No.
As he got up to finish what he'd started, the watchbird hit him again. This time the shot killed him.
I received a letter from Mrs. Bookbites of Spoon Street, Lakeside, Cape Town during the week, and she wrote to me about biotechs. She said, my daughter's gym tunic was very badly stained. With the result, she would not wear it. I decided to try biotechs, which you advertised, and I soaked the garment for a few hours, and much to my amazement, the stains disappeared. I have spoken about this product to my friends who are now using biotechs, and I'd like to say a big thank you for making this product available to us. Well, as I've been saying for a little while, Mrs. Bookbites and you other ladies, biotech is absolutely marvelous when it comes to helping get rid of those very stubborn stains. I've kept on emphasizing that you let soaking do your washing. And you will notice that these stains just vanish by using biotech merely by soaking overnight or for a couple of hours in warm water or pre-washing in your washing machine. It is spelt B-I-O-T-E-X.
Closed down temporarily, but at once. The birds operate independently of central control, so once a week, when they beam in for their repair checkup, we're to turn them off, one by one.
They're learning fast, gathering knowledge to stop murder, any murder. A fly buzzes round the room, an old man stalks the fly with a newspaper rolled up to kill it.
Watchbird. The old man, given only a mild shock, that he had a weak heart. He died. The fly was safe.
The victim saved. Save the victim and give the aggressor his just deserts. I'm worried, too, now, like the man who invented dynamite. When all the birds are in and switched off, there's a lot of work to be done on the new circuits.
Mac?
30%, that's all. There are no more of the watchbirds coming in. We can't shut them off because they aren't coming in.
They've learned a sense of self-preservation. They think of themselves as living organisms. A distress signal must have gone out from one of the birds we did manage to switch off, and the others heard it. We've got to do something, Mac, and fast.
A report's just come in this morning. Operation at the city main hospital. One of them got into the theater just as the surgeon was making the main incision.
No.
Drove off the surgeon and stood guard over the patient. The surgeon couldn't do anything. Just stood by while his patient died.
There's a new definition of living organism in the memory files of the watchbirds. A man stopped in his car on the side of the road for a sleep. He went to turn off the engine of his car and a watchbird swooped. For the watchbird, the man, was going to kill the car.
In the north, the farmers can't cut their hay. Hay is a living organism. Grain can't be harvested.
Watchbird. A gardener was struck down trying to dig a fork into the ground. He was murdering the sod.
Watchbird. The slaughterhouses are standing still. The cattle are dying in their pens.
Watchbird. The animal world has become the domain of the watchbird.
Rabbits are being electrocuted trying to eat vegetables.
Watchbird. A butterfly. Executed. Caught in the act of trying to outrage a rose.
10,000 bolts of lightning. Irrational and becoming increasingly more deadly. Ranging round the country.
Watchbird. Fighting irrationally 1,000 times a day. A man was killed this morning trying to turn off his radio set. For the watchbird, the radio set is now a living organism. To turn the set off is to kill it.
But they can't be everywhere.
There aren't enough of them. So now, because they must feel this impotence, they kill. They don't just put an offender out of action anymore. They kill. What are we going to do?
Well, they can't run forever. They must fall apart without repairs, and they can't come in for repairs. But how long, Mac? How long?
6 months? Maybe a year.
A year? The farmers can't break the ground for plowing because the birds have decided it's a living organism. Ecological balance has gone, just gone. Like the rabbit plague in Australia.
Something fast. Fast. Oh, think. The death rate's mounting. Doctors can't... What was that about Australia?
How did they control the rabbits there?
Well, they found some kind of germ that only attacked the rabbits.
Work on that. Government arrived 3 o'clock this afternoon. We've got to have something for those men. We're to have a preliminary meeting at noon. All the manufacturers and engineers in the scheme. We have to have a plan.
The must rest with the government. We, the manufacturers and the engineers, cannot...
Please, gentlemen, I understand. Congress accepts this responsibility. But first, now, and without any more talk, the plan.
And just a few weeks ago, these very men were willing to accept a share of the glory of saving the whole world from murder.
So, you are hereby empowered to put the outlined plan into action. But wait, there's no time. It won't work. At least, it will work.
No good.
What are you talking about, Gilbert?
I'm afraid the cure will be worse than the disease.
Look, haven't we learned yet? Can't we understand that we cannot cure human problems by mechanization?
Mr. Gilson, I would enjoy hearing you philosophize, but unfortunately people are being killed. And for you as the originator of the watch...
That is not at this point relevant.
There's famine in 8 country sectors. The watchbird must be stopped.
Murder must be stopped, too. I remember all of us agreeing on that. But this is not the way.
Then what, may I ask, is the way, Mr. Gilson?
Let the watchbirds run down by themselves.
Mr. Gilson, you're overwrought.
What you say is take our lesson. Admit we were wrong. I will have triumph.
All of you are ordered by the President to carry out the plan you submitted. Not to do so will be treason.
Watchbird operating erratically now. Many delicate parts out of line. Worn by almost continuous operation. Spider attacks fly. Watchbird swoops gallantly to the rescue. Simultaneously, Watchbird becomes aware of something overhead.
Angrily, Watchbird spits a shockwave back.
But the attacker is heavily insulated. The attacker is a hawk, built to hunt and kill watchbirds. Thousands upon thousands of hawks.
Watchbird falls, but the message goes out to its fellows. Urgent, new menace for living organisms, deadliest yet.
Watchbirds around the country integrate the message. Their thinking centers search
for an answer.
Well, Chief, they buy 50 today, the hawks. Fine. Oh, not so fine. It was 73 yesterday. Oh, they'll pick it up again. The hawks are built very strong, built especially to hunt down watchbirds. They're faster and they've got better armor.
Aye, we really rolled them out in a hurry, didn't we?
We did that. Well, watchbirds are good too, mind you. They're learning to take cover. But anything the birds can do, the hawks can do better. They've got a special learning circuit for hunting. More flexible. They learn faster.
Mac, tell me, what will the hawks hunt after they get all the watchbirds?
Just to be on
the safe side, you'd better design something to hunt down the hawks.
Yes,
just in case. All I know is that the hawks are self-controlled. So were the watchbirds. Remote control would have been too slow, the argument went. The idea was to get all the watchbirds and get them fast. That meant no restricting circuits.
Oh, we can work out something.
You've got an aggressive machine up in the air now, a murder machine. Before that, it was an anti-murder machine. Your next gadget will have to be even more self-sufficient, won't it? Well, I don't hold you responsible. It's me. It's everyone. That's what comes of giving a machine a job that was our own responsibility.
Outside the building in which they talk, McIntyre and Gilson, a swift moving dot,
a hawk,
zeroing in on a watchbird. The armored murder machine has learnt a lot in a few days.
Its sole function, to kill.
At the moment, it's being impelled towards a certain type of living organism, metallic, like itself. But
what happens, Mac, when the hawks discover there are other types of living organisms, too, which have to be murdered?
Watchbird was adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.